Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jab. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. I don't come at you with some shit, man. I mean, like,
certain situations, like relationship-wise. I mean, you done been through your trials and tribulations. I done been through my trials and tribulations. But, all right, you know what I'm saying? Do you believe in control in a relationship?
I think the guy should, yeah.
So you do believe in the guy controlling the relationship?
First, give me your definition. What do you mean by control?
Okay, like, you know what? I'm not going to even say control. Let me put a situation where, the woman know, all right, the woman know, like, all right, my guy ain't feeling, he ain't feeling me doing this or he ain't feeling me doing that. So, do I do it? Or do I fall back? Because, I know how my man feel, but even though if I want to do it, you know what I'm saying? I know that, I know this is a disrespectful act on my man's part, disrespecting my man. You get what I'm saying?
Right. I tell you what, take it up with Mother Nature, man. Let me bounce for a second.
All right, well, check it out. I got Mother Nature and Waylo on the phone. What's happening, y'all?
Hello.
Oh, well, I got Mother Nature. Let me ask you. All right, now, you're in a relationship with a guy, and the guy, just say, for instance, it's a certain guy that, you might not want, it's a certain guy that he might not want you around, might not want you around, like, how I am about Janine and Waylo, but, neither here nor there. Oh, shit, Waylo on the phone.
I think Janine on here too.
Yeah, I ain't even noticed that they was on here, but hey.
At the same time again.
Yeah, same time calling in. Boy, I'll tell you some shit here. But anyway, I digress. Now, he don't want you around this guy, but you like, well, fuck it, I've been cool with this guy. Y'all ain't childhood buddies, but you like, all right, we cool. But you got like, well, I don't want you around him. Do you go around him? Or do you like, just kind of keep your distance away from that guy?
Okay. You knew the guy? Wait. She already knew the guy or she didn't know the guy? Or
I mean, y'all met him around the same time.
Oh, okay. And you don't want her around the guy, but she wants to go around the guy anyway?
Right. Like, she like, well, he cool. And you like, well, see, cool or not, I don't want you around him.
Well, she should respect your wishes and stay from around him. If it makes you uncomfortable, then she should not hang around him.
Okay. Janine, what you think?
I don't know who this guy is. Is he a friend or something?
I mean, yeah, let's just say y'all move into an area. And the guy like, y'all cool. Y'all done, kicked it. I might even had a drink or two together with the guy.
Uh-huh.
But, it's like the guy done got comfortable to the point where he want to come around when he don't give a damn if he there or not. He's still coming around. Granted, he might have got cool with your people or whatever. He coming around why you ain't, why he ain't there. And you got to tell you, look, I don't want this motherfucker around no more when I ain't around. Or, you spending too much time around him. Now, granted, I'm not even saying something didn't happen.
Yeah.
But do you think that opened up the door for something to happen?
No, more than likely, that's what he wants. Or he waiting on y'all to break up, or he trying to see where he's going to get his chance.
Okay, yeah. So, and that's my thing, because it's like, I see, situations where, women like, well, he cool. Why I got to stop being friends with him? because I can see what the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see what the fuck he want. Now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? You want to, yeah, I don't know. That would make me think like, oh, maybe you must be digging him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but flip it. Would you do that if your girl asked you to stay away?
Yeah. If my girl said, look, all right, motherfucker, you got to stay away from this bitch. I don't want you around this bitch. Stay your ass away from her. I mean, unless I'm digging this girl or I'm liking her like that, or I'm trying to creep, that's the only way I'm going to see the me saying, okay, well, I'm going to still try to be around her.
What about you, Waylo?
I was in that situation. I go to this chick's crib. You know, she lived in an apartment. Dude stayed upstairs and shit. I go over there and this motherfucker sitting on the couch when I get over there and shit. And then when I walk through the door, this nigga, all right, well, I guess I'll see y'all later. Hey, bro, how you doing? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Your ass leaving while I'm showing up. So I told her I didn't like this shit. She was like, well, I've been friends with him before I knew you. I was like, well, stay friends with his ass then. And I stopped fucking with him because it just didn't seem right to me.
Mm-mm.
So I told her ass, I was like, you either leave that motherfucker alone or I ain't fucking with you.
All right, Waylo, let's make a public service announcement. Okay, everybody listen up. Waylo don't know the topics before he call in. Okay? Okay. I just said that because, you know, every time we talk about something, Waylo be like, well, you know, that just happened to me the other day. Let me tell you what happened.
I'll be going through a lot of shit.
That's a man of all trades, dog. He like that motherfucker, that Dos Equis dude on that commercial. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, mosquitoes don't bite him.
The motherfucker hit my ass up yesterday.
Hell no, that nigga say the mosquitoes don't bite him or nothing.
I get a phone call this morning. It was about 3:30 in the morning. Motherfucker called me talking about stay the fuck away from my lady. I was like, excuse me?
That was me, motherfucker.
Like, well, shit. How the fuck are you fucking young lady? I'm in Texas. Shit.
Was that what your post was about?
Yeah.
What happened?
This chick, she talking about her ex dude was all over with and shit. And I've been in Texas for what, about 2 weeks and shit. So, you know, we was just fucking or whatever. I guess she went back to this dude. She went over there and went to sleep or some shit, thinking that I wouldn't, you know, I'm in Texas, how the fuck I'm gonna know. This motherfucker calls me in the morning talking about stay the fuck away from her, this my lady, and she calling me daddy, and I'm going to delete all these dick pictures off of her, stop sending her pictures of your dick and all this other shit. I was like, well, if you look closely, her hand is in that picture, so she took the picture, dickhead.
Damn.
So I call her, you know, to air her ass out, to tell her, you know, that, tell this motherfucker to stop calling me and shit like that. She went after her phone. And I know she be on Facebook 24/7, so you don't want to answer your phone, just gonna cut your ass out on Facebook. We'll be happy about it and get it over with.
Well, how did he get your number?
He called me from her phone.
Being known to go out through her phone.
You know the shit you do.
I don't go through phones, bro.
What? He called me from her phone.
My wife.
Going through her phone, being nosy. You go through it, you're going to find something.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't happy about my dick in my mouth picture either.
Damn. Took a picture of that, huh?
Well, she did.
But, I mean, they was broke up anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're back together.
Yeah, because she had her ass over there. He didn't know they was broke up.
I was going to say, apparently they wasn't broke up.
Right. He didn't know. He didn't get the memo.
Yeah, he didn't get the memo.
Well, it ain't Waylo's fault. Shit.
No, I appreciate it.
He believes that's their own person. The only thing I was mad about was this nigga calling me at the crack of ass dawn in the morning and shit.
Fucking wake up to that bullshit. Got birds chirping outside the window before the sun come up. And you calling me talking about a bug. Shut the fuck up.
I can hear the conversation. You like, leave my girl alone. You like, what? He was like, leave my girl alone. You like, what? And this was his response.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
You hung up.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I was checking you out today, dog. I checked out the text. Then I saw you put up a muscle picture. What's up with that?
Oh, man, you know, I'm trying to get my boy his figure back. No, I'm trying to get my boy his figure back, you know?
Not his boy's figure.
Oh, you working out, huh?
Yeah.
He put up him a little muscle picture. Oh, my God. Damn, that motherfucker look like olive oil. He got a muscle to fur, but he's sweating like a motherfucker.
He is so bad.
Don't be hating on my pictures, man.
I'm just fucking with you, dog.
And then we got kicked out of town today, so my fucking job is fucking just icing to the cake. Motherfuckers called us out. I think it was like they work with OSHA or somebody, and the city can give us a proper permits to work in the road and shit. The motherfuckers lit us up like they was police. They shut our crew down. They told us if they caught us working in the city again, they was going to kick us out the town with a $5,000 fine.
And you just had a fucked up ass day since about 3:30 this morning.
Yeah, my day's been all fucked up.
Hold on, man. We're going to call LaFonda. Y'all got something to talk about, you and LaFonda.
Man,
y'all got some issues.
Man, have y'all ever seen her text? I mean, her messages she put up.
I don't even go to her page. Because one minute she in love, the next minute she ain't in love, the next minute she gonna chop her dick off, the next minute she needs some money. I'm like, oh my God.
What you do to her, man?
I ain't doing shit to her.
You had to do something to fuck up like that, man.
Nah, I ain't did nothing. She was already fucked up.
Man, I'm like, God damn.
You think you back?
Yes, I hit the button by mistake.
It's that Boost Mobile.
No, I hit the button by mistake.
Oh, my bad.
You really got a problem with Boost Mobile phones, don't you? You must have found something. You must have found something in one of them Boost Mobiles.
Nah, he got caught up by the Boost Mobile.
Nah, he got that motherfucker. He found one of them pictures. Oh, I hate Boost Mobile. Motherfucker.
Whatever. Sunshine's on here, man. She ain't push one, though. Everybody say hi to Sunshine.
Maybe she's doing her homework.
I'm listening.
Hey, you saw some pictures of
the
Lovin' put up?
You said what? I didn't hear you. What'd you say, Waylo?
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't hear you. What did you just say, dog?
The pics that Southern Lovin' put up.
Oh, yeah, those. Oh, those are nice. Those are real nice.
Yeah, they got
She put some new ones up? She put some on?
No. Just those.
Yeah, I just seen those. I think she raised the bar.
She got a nice ass blog too, man. Need to read that blog.
Yeah, I checked it out. So what was it like, dog, when you seen the pictures, Thelma?
It was like nice pictures.
I know what she was doing.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I know, that's just what you do as soon as you say it. Oh, no, I forgot. No, he didn't, y'all.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Hey, well, I thought that was Mother Nature saying that. I really did think that was you. I'm sorry.
Clean it up.
Hey, y'all get ready to have any kind of shows or anything? Hustlin' Joe's just gave us the spot. So Hustlin' Joe's is Hoosier Boys now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, because I seen
that you had it out there, but I was looking on there like, damn, he ain't put no dates or nothing. So it's just whenever y'all ain't said nothing up just yet.
Well, we going through the contract and the paperwork and stuff like that. If y'all know any bartenders, any cooks, anybody that do security that need a job to stay in the G and want to work, send them my way. I give them a guaranteed spot. You know, we fully staffed in the place. Any venues that happen that's going through us, any concerts that happen, you know, whatever happened at fucking Hustle and Joe's is going through Hoosier Boy Entertainment. They got our name on
that. Oh, well, shit, man. Hey, my brother stay right across the street. Shit, see if you get on the park cars or something, shit. I mean, security ain't quite his forte. I'm gonna let that be known right now. Security ain't his thing.
I need some head busters for security, you know what I mean?
No. I mean, I ain't gonna even put you out.
My ex-husband need a job. He can do security.
You stay in the G?
What?
You live in the G?
Yeah.
You remember me as a phone number?
What? What's the sarcasm?
I didn't say nothing. That was part of the time. I asked her, who the hell are you?
FT, you don't know who I is? Nah, but for real, because he don't pay child support, so he need a job.
Oh, shit. You got to set this man up for free and get his paycheck took, huh?
And get what took off?
His paycheck took.
Got his shit reduced. I just get tired of him lying to my son, telling him he gonna send him something for his birthday, then the motherfucker don't send it. So if he got a little change in his pocket, then he can actually follow through with what he say. My son don't go without shit that he needs. It's just I can't stand a motherfucker that's going to lie to his own child and then don't follow through on the shit. So I'd rather see that man put some money in his pocket so he can help provide for his son whatever the hell he lied to him about.
Damn.
Well, shit. Okay.
Because I don't need his money.
I see.
And I'm just going to be real. When they kept sending me all that paper shit, I don't want to deal with that shit. I don't want to fill that shit out. My son don't go without.
All right. What's up, y'all? We got Butter on the line, too. Butter, what's happening?
What's up, y'all?
What up?
Hey, Butter.
How y'all doing tonight?
It's time for you to go to bed, little boy.
You doing good?
You still ain't got in the shower.
You got somebody new
on
the line, too.
Somebody new?
Yeah. Caller? What's good, fella? It's Bushman, Rick.
Yeah, what's good, man? What's good?
Good, man. I didn't know that was you.
Yeah, you know me. I move around.
You like old Gypsy now.
Yes, sir.
Papa, what's wrong? What's good, man?
What's good? What's the topic, man?
Well, actually, for some strange reason, like we normally do, we didn't manage to get off of what the fuck we were talking about earlier. We started talking about fathers now. Dead be dead.
Well, I got one for y'all, man. If y'all want
to,
you know.
No, I wasn't. I'm just trying to plug a nigga for a job. That's all.
Hey, send his information to my email, and I'll see what I can do for him.
Well, I got one for
him. You probably know him. He a big-ass motherfucker. He about 6'9". He can do some security. That's all he ever did.
Well, one of my brothers
send
is
to my email.
They need some help right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so can y'all help him out, you know, if I get a situation up?
What's the problem, dog?
All right, my dude, you know what I'm saying, his girl went and she got connections, you know what I'm saying. She went to AT&T and they pulled his Texas up.
Wait a minute, huh?
She went to AT&T and pulled his Texas up.
Pulled his Texas?
Yeah, Texas.
His text messages.
You know, yeah, you know you need a code with text messages.
Okay.
He was on there talking about what he was going to do on text messages. Is that flirting or is that fucking around? What do you call it? If you never, they never fucked though. They never fucked. He just texted.
So wait a minute. I want to make sure I got this right. Your boy, his girl went somehow through AT&T, got all his text messages, and he telling some woman what he was gonna do to him or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him go on Marvin.
But ain't no kids involved though. Ain't no kids involved.
Nah, you ain't got to be going with kids. You go on Murray. Takes a lot of text.
So I got a question. Why would she check the text messages?
Because she
Well, let me ask Father Time. Father Time, why would they do that?
I have no idea. Apparently, they gave him a reason to do it.
What
woman ain't gonna do no shit like that unless you give her a reason to do it.
Oh, man, you was a motherfucking lie. You was a motherfucking lie, nah. That's just a woman's nature to be nosy.
First off, do they got separate phone bills? Are they on the same phone thing?
You don't have to be.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be on the same phone. If you got their name and their address, you can get any information you want. I just talked this out. They can get any
information. Customer privacy.
What'd you say, Willow?
That's against customer privacy. You got to have a subpoena to have somebody else's text messages.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You go to jail for this.
No, you don't. No, you
Wait. Listen to me, Wick. She had to have his code.
Yeah, she got his code.
Oh, well, he fucked up. He changed his code.
He said change his code.
Shit, he don't want to fuck that up.
Yeah, that's what I said, but, you know, I'm an asshole when I say that shit.
Well, he's a really foo-foo, yeah.
Right. What the fuck you give him? If you ain't trusting, why the fuck would you give her the code? Or
if
make
you're
it
doing
she
dumb,
find it?
Why would you? But that's that Facebook. That's why I say people should go to SensesOfSpruce.com. You don't have to worry about that shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about goddamn people checking your shit and all that shit. Go to Senses.
He might not have given it to her. He might have used that code for something else. You know how you use the same code for other things? Like your credit card or something, you use that same code for something else.
Jackass.
And sometimes women just
he was a jackass.
Sometimes just guess that you use the same one.
You should never do that.
But why do people, I mean, if you're going to check something, why do you check it? You looking for some bad shit?
If you're looking for something, you're going to find something.
Damn, so what you say, what should I tell my dude, man? What should I tell him? Next
Bring
time,
my
be
so careful.
Oh. What?
Tell him go get some flowers and change his passcode.
Yep.
Right.
Or
right.
Get a secret phone that he keeps in the glove compartment and turn it off when he go in the house.
That or go to SinCities.Fruits.com and you don't have to worry about that bullshit.
Oh, so he got caught up on Facebook?
Yeah, I got my nigga. Yeah, he's talking about it now. Yeah, he got caught on Facebook and his his text messages.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Tell him the story, D. Here goes the story.
Yeah, please put him on the phone, because you don't nobody know what the hell you're talking about.
I thought he said text messages.
Right.
He did.
That's what I thought he said. Tell the story. Here comes.
You might be quiet. Check it out. 1080, what up, Sin City?
What's up, dude?
Nothing much, man. I got drama. Hey,
all right, what happened, dog? Because you let the wrong motherfucker explain.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He know a lot of it, though, but what it is was, man, somebody know my shit on Facebook, and somebody accepted this chick. So when this chick name pop up in my girl's news feed, she called me instantly like, you fucking around with some bitch, blah, blah, blah. I know people let me find out, so I ain't paying no mind. So the next day, she calls me and tells me she got plenty of text messages on me, everything from, you know what I'm saying, other chicks saying they want to, you know what I'm saying, do this pick and all of that shit. You know what I mean?
Come on,
okay.
IMs.
Huh?
IMs. When you say
text message, are you talking about text message from a cell phone?
Yeah.
Well, how'd she get your code?
She ain't got no code. She got to connect with AT&T.
No, wait a minute. Hold on, bro. Nah.
I'm confused.
Nah. Yeah, because, I mean, when you get a cell phone, it's like they ask you, you know, what code you want to put in, you know, for your text messages and all this, that, or the other.
I ain't got no code.
Oh, well, you don't put one in, so you could just pull your shit up.
Tell me, like, when they ain't no AT&T will ask me shit about no code for text messages or nothing.
Oh, man, you should know that already.
Huh?
I said, man, that's the first phone you ever had?
Uh-oh.
Come on, man.
You gotta lock your phone, bro.
No, we y'all just missing it. Nobody looked in my phone. She called AT&T and had my records pulled.
Right. And this is what I'm saying.
Without a password.
Hold on.
We're going to see this girl. He got more than six figures.
That don't got nothing to do with nothing.
What the hell is he talking about?
Nothing. That don't got nothing to do with
it. Did she call AT&T or did she go on the internet and pull your shit up?
Man, she called them. She knows somebody in there.
She knows somebody at AT&T.
Oh.
Well, you need to call AT&T and tell them that's at AT&T.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, you got a lawsuit.
Hell yeah, you can get paid from that, bro.
That's like a breach of contract. They licking personal information.
Right, that's a breach of fucking customer privacy. They ain't supposed to give out your information.
Exactly.
So you can sue the shit out of AT&T and
check it though. Hold on.
You can press charges on her.
Hey, wait, look. Did you ever listen to his music, man?
Nah, fuck. We ain't talking no music, man. Like, so do I tell her? So do I just own up and be like, yeah, I fucked up. Can we get past this? Do I own up?
Hold on, man. Are you just dead? You dead busted?
In a sense, you know, she got the text messages. I know what they say.
Right, I mean, so you dead busted, right?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. You ain't got no
man.
Pictures, though, but you got text messages.
Look, let me give you advice number one. Quit listening to that motherfucker that's in the background. He ain't gonna help you. Quit listening to him. Look, man, if you
never got
if you did call,
oh, so
let
me him.
Never got you in trouble.
Let me him, Joe.
If you did call, man, I mean, all you can do is say, yeah, I'm sorry, and whatever. But now, I mean,
yeah.
if you think you can get out of it. See it. Don't admit to it. But now I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna hear.
Somebody else used your
phone. You're the dog, motherfucker.
You're gonna hear a lot of that. And you're gonna be at that. Hey, I mean, it's all how much you're gonna take. But that's just my personal opinion. Waylo, what you think? You think he should just give his I'm sorry's and try to go forward?
I would tell her to kiss my ass since she went behind my back to go dig up all that shit and sue AT&T's ass, get paid, and find you another chick.
You got kids with her? Do you got
no,
kids
I don't have
with
any kids with her. No.
Oh,
you ain't
but
got
I
no
am. I do
people?
Love her though.
Oh,
that's different though. You love her. Then.
All right, well, hold on.
Flowers, nigga.
Right, I'll tell you, Simon, what you think? What you think, man?
That's the love.
Well, I got the roll of weight on, man. I'll sue, dude, because that's just against the fucking law, man. If that's legitimately on how she got your information, that's
yeah.
against the law, and that's a lawsuit. That's a lawsuit all fucking day long.
Okay, well, let me ask the lady something, because, I mean, you motherfucking ladies, these ladies are up on game on here. Ladies, and I'm going to start with Janine first. Is that how she got his shit? A friend
well,
gave it to him?
Huh? A friend that worked at the place?
Yeah. Is that how she really got it, or that's just what she telling him?
I mean, she could have got it like that, but ain't no telling. No,
okay.
All
right.
She might be lying, but she
could have
got it like that though.
Oh, she got it because my sister saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but dude, I'm serious, dog. I mean, you got to think about these AT&T representatives. A lot of AT&T representatives, and if y'all didn't call y'all phone trying to get some service, a lot of them motherfuckers is overseas. You know we didn't try to talk
yep.
to them motherfuckers. Hello, can you speak proper? They don't even speak proper English. Now, which one of these Haitian motherfuckers or these motherfucking Saudi Arabia motherfuckers is her girl?
No, I'm not talking about the motherfuckers that work in the office.
Let me ask you a question. Now, how did you find out she got the information from AT&T?
My sister told me.
Her best friend.
She might have got the information
mess.
From your sister, dog. She might have got it from your sister.
Trust me. She telling my sister shit. My sister don't even know.
All right, man.
There ain't no way
here.
Nobody can know this unless you were here with me.
Look here, bro. I'm trying to tell you this, man. If you ain't putting no passcode on there, all she had to do is just type your shit up. You ain't putting no type of passcode on there. And you said you did. All you gotta do is type your shit up.
You gotta put a passcode on. As soon as you activate your phone, they tell you to put a code in.
Well, I mean, but you know, they
new caller, man. Let's bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
Who is this?
Ashley.
Well, damn. Okay, Ashley.
She mad?
Who is this?
Ashley.
This is Sin City Radio.
What's up, Sin City?
What's going down, Ashley?
Let me.
Is Ashley okay?
I don't know, Ashley.
This is Cynthia. What's happening?
How you doing,
Cynthia? Okay, speak up. What's up with that? Got your tongue?
Okay.
All right, check this out, man. Check this out. We're gonna go into a song right quick.
Yeah.
CityBashBoost.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
Me, nigga.
Or then she might begin to resent you. because you didn't ever tell the truth.
Hold on. One at a time.
What would you do around the table?
What would you do?
Let's start off each person.
I don't even know what the hell he said.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Okay, all right, man. Maybe it's just me, but I'm
No. I said, just listen for a second. I said, around the table, what would you do in this situation? Around the table.
First of all, I changed my passcode. I mean, shit, you cold. You cold
okay,
hell.
That's cash. That's cash. Who else on the table? Who else want to say something?
I said,
what would
you busted already. Say fuck it. Say fuck it. If you love a chick and you want her back, say you sorry. Try to make it up. If she don't want you back, say fuck it and move on.
What you tell on yourself?
Yeah, it's too late. It don't matter.
It's all Texas, though. You ain't got caught fucking in the ass.
That's what I said. He ain't even slept with nobody. He ain't even slept with
her. Yeah, it's Texas.
There's still the intent to doing some shit, whether you did or yet or not.
Oh, come on, Willow. I could be thinking last night's fucking Jennifer Lopez, but I ain't gonna fuck her ass. That's some bullshit.
Let's be realistic. That's the unrealistic though.
Hey, how you know that? I can get rich and fuck her. You never
no,
know.
Sir, okay.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm just saying.
See, women, sometimes we try to act like we mad, but we really don't. Because I've been like, let me see how she looks.
Wait a minute. Is that dude, you said this a long distance relationship, right?
What'd you say?
Where's old boy at?
Crying? Hello?
Somebody crying?
He crying?
He's rolling.
No, come on, you're not crying, are you?
But at the end of the day, I'm just going to own up, Joe. I'm going to own up to what I've done. I admit to nothing I didn't do.
All right, but you're not crying, are you?
Oh, no, I ain't crying.
I'm about to say.
But now, you said this is a long-distance relationship, right, bro?
No doubt.
I mean, when y'all say long distance, how far is long distance?
She just stay in Chicago. I stay here.
Okay, so how often do y'all see each other?
Every weekend.
Okay. Well, man, look, if you love her, then go on up to it, man. Say you sorry, and if it don't work out like Waylo said, you got to move on to the next one.
No doubt.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Get you something a little closer. You ain't got to wait till the weekend to get no ass.
Yeah.
What?
Funny thing, though.
Tell her you was just lonely.
She married.
What?
What the hell about, man? Get out of here.
Hey, hold on.
God.
Wait a minute. You ain't got to explain shit.
You ain't got to explain the motherfucking thing.
Oh my goodness.
I
But at the end of the day,
about the bet, though.
I fucked up. So I'm up to it.
Okay,
no, cool.
You know what, dog? Hold up. Now, all bullshit aside. Yeah, you can admit to it. I mean, shit.
I wouldn't admit,
admit to nothing.
She's
exactly.
Married.
At the end of the day, when it comes to the law, she's still married to that man. That man still can come back home.
He's still running shit and ain't even up.
Motherfucking ass. Right
out of the
shit.
Tell her when she get a divorce, then she can talk shit. Until then, she can't say shit.
Hell yeah. He could do whatever.
Shut your mouth and your fat ass.
Boy.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
I was just going to ask you to play that.
What y'all done set up? Y'all done set up y'all marriage and everything, y'all getting married and all that. You that deep in love?
We are. But you know, I fucked up because she fly me in and out of town every week.
Okay, you know what? No, that brings me to a question.
Use her husband money.
Hey, pardon my
friend. How could you be with this woman? Let me ask you a question, dog. How can you be with this woman? When if she do this shit to him, what makes you think she ain't going to find
exactly.
a motherfucker younger than you would do the same thing to you?
That's what we can do. We all break at some point. So I don't never be... think naive and think that she won't do it.
But you just said you
love
her. Everybody takes chances. Everybody takes chances.
You know, and you will never know if you won't take the chance.
I can see you a year from now on the show crying, talking about, man.
No, hold on, man.
Put your husband back.
If you see
hold
me a year from now, you'll still cry. Shoot me.
Hold on, man. The reason everybody on you so hard, man, because...
Trust me, I'm not mad, man.
No, listen to me, because that was just like a tad bit of information you left out for like 45 minutes. You had us under the impression that you and this woman, you know, that y'all was a couple, and you know what I'm saying, and you fucked up. I mean, you left out the fact that she's married and that, you know. So is she separated? Is they separated?
Yeah.
So they're legally separated?
Yeah.
Or he just blew the fuck out?
They legally separated. You know, like, you know what I mean? They ain't got the divorce, ain't final and shit. But they, the nigga ain't been around and the nigga don't be around.
He don't be around with you now.
Right. Well, shit. Why should he be?
Okay.
Oh my God, a rubber.
They killed the cat over his mom and that.
Oh my God, a rubber.
That is his mom.
Yeah.
Telling you that nigga in that closet.
As long as he stay in there until I get up out of there.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Yeah, you might want to watch out now, cause you fuck around and you know what I'm saying. You long work from home. You in Chicago.
Trust me, bro. That is home too.
All right. Oh, okay. All right, bro. Okay. It's obvious that you love this girl. I mean, you're in love with this woman, right? Cause. Alright, for you to say the things that you're saying, even though she married and you still saying this, you obviously love her, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so, I mean, I'm going to give you the same advice I gave you in the beginning, man. Yeah, I mean, if you love her that much, man, tell her you're sorry and see what happens.
And I say, if it don't work... Stay your ass at the crib. You ain't got to have no long distance no shit no more. Find you somebody else.
And then if she put recent pictures of her and her husband on Facebook, that he was never called.
He would be.
All you got to do is go through the dresser drawer and see if it's enclosed enough.
Ain't nothing
right. If they don't fit you, then you know what's up.
She'll put some beer in the refrigerator. That's how you get it right there.
She'll
put some beer in the refrigerator.
Yeah,
no, she don't drink
beer. No, she don't drink beer.
Well,
because me personally, I'll come over and drink your beer. I will.
Yeah, I will.
I drink the beer on purpose.
I would drink the beer too if I was there. But this is my thing. I ain't going to leave
you
no beer in there
for drink.
I'm trying to drink my beer.
All she going to do is when he leave, go out and buy some more. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Right.
No. You know what? You would think it was that simple, but a lot of women don't even pay attention to that motherfucker. Be like, hey. Hey, what my beer? Oh, this motherfucker drunk that beer.
Uh-huh.
For real, a lot of women don't pay attention because you'll go in there. And see, to me, I grab one from the back. See, so you ain't really looking at it. You don't drink it. You just, hey, now you got a line, say your brother came over. Or my brother came over and drunk one.
Yeah.
Since your brother been in jail for 4 years.
That's why he's drinking a beer.
Oh, my.
My play brother. Now here comes the play brother. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. No, it was our cousin.
Yeah, did I say my brother? He's just like my brother, though. Yeah. You know what? I got a song. I got a song I want to play, man. I'm dedicating a song to you. This is my girl, Lady Queen and Hardy. Wrong.
It's 6 in the morning. She on my mind. Where she at? A cheater for that pussy. I've been lying for that cat. She lines looking fat, she fine, that's a fact. Bent ass over passes, for that line down her back. Her spine to her crack, her nipples to her navel. Shit, last time I was with her, swear I hit her on the table. To think just the day prior, her parents came for dinner. Vacations with my pussy, let's hit Paris for the winter. Her goal is just to get her away from the monotony. It's gotta be a reason. Love to learn your body, me, your body be curvaceous, luscious, kisses, touches, compliments, blushes. I speak everything, hushes, not a whisper, there's nothing left to say. I meet you when night falls and there's nothing left to say. She said I wouldn't speak with, I said if you can keep it. I would tell you her name, but I dare not to speak it. She knows she's doing wrong. She say she should be home. I know. He keep calling her phone. I know. She's sliding out of door. I know. I know I'm doing wrong. I know I should be home. I know. She keep calling my phone. I know. But I just wanna bone. I know.
It's
woke
up, baby.
I know. We know we're doing wrong.
I can't keep him off my phone. I can't leave his man alone. I know I should be right at home, but what can I say when I know I'm stepping out of place? So much shaking on my face, but you know I still love
you, baby.
And I'm coming back home.
Say she should be home. I know. He keep calling her phone. I know. She's sliding out of phone. I know. I know I'm doing wrong. I know I should be home. I know. She keep calling my phone. I know. But I just wanna bone. I know.
It's
woke
up, baby.
I know. We know we're doing wrong.
Welcome, baby.
All right, y'all. That was Coochie Boys wrong. Wait, so. Oh man, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. Hey, yeah, that song fits you perfect.
That was a good song. Appreciate y'all feedback and everything, though, man.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. I mean, at the end of the day, dog, do what you got to do. You know what you want to do, man. Don't let nobody stop you. Yeah, you want to go over there and say you love her and you sorry, then go and do it.
Yep. You know, it's like, you know, shit, when you make your bed, sometimes you got to lay in the motherfucker.
Oh.
What the hell
was that?
Right.
Oh, my bad.
What'd you say?
I said my bad.
Okay. All right, so we glad we could help you out, bro. If we help you, then, hey.
I'll say this. It was enlightening on each end.
Man, don't listen to that little motherfucker over there, though.
Oh, man, that
man. Trouble.
That's my main man, but not in this case right here. Like, man, you know. He brought me to y'all, though, you know.
That's what's up. Damn. All right, people, holler at me. I mean, I know somebody got something to say.
What the hell?
What's that?
I don't know what that was for, but hey.
I know, right?
Well.
Man, I really appreciate y'all, though. I was kind of down at first about this shit.
Really?
Yep. Mm. I don't know, was I more down because I got caught or because I hurt her and I know I love her for real?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
No.
Wow.
But is that typical? Is that typical of me to say I love her and still be fucking with other bitches?
Oh, you just ain't getting what you want when you want.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You ain't getting what you want when you want it, so that's eventually why you ventured out and did what you did, right?
Yeah. Sort of.
So if what you need is in fucking Chicago, either she needs to move to where you are or you need to move to where she at to solve this problem. If not, they're going to keep going.
Nigga, please!
That was like a dose of harsh-ass truth.
I mean, do you think you can live with a man?
Man, you know, like, we both being unfaithful.
Well, shit.
What?
That's going to be a hurdle we have
that's
to jump.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
That's a true. So how can you be with somebody that you know is unfaithful when they were unfaithful with you? I would worry about that person being unfaithful to me.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
That's how I think.
And I worry about that. That's why I fuck with other chicks, but I still keep her.
Well, that ain't gonna work.
Both of y'all cheating. Y'all gonna be some cheating motherfuckers from the time it starts to the time it ends.
Well, why not? I mean, it's the end of threesome.
I wish.
You need to bring her chick with you, and she need to bring her dude with her, and y'all just have an orgy and get it over with.
He don't want no, another dick swinging that towards you.
Oh,
well,
Charlie,
why do y'all be jealous of that?
I don't understand it. Dick envy, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Right. Body envy of another nigga's dick?
It's just another dick, and that's all it is.
That's all.
Don't want it near me.
One dick, two dick,
That's what.
See, this is the problem with y'all women. Y'all try to fuck with a man with his manhood or something. I mean, that's just a thing. Because I mean, for real, man, I ain't gonna have no other dick around him. Man, that's just that. Hey, what's wrong with having another dick around you? What you mean? What's wrong about it?
Well, you ain't got to be there. You can go in one room. And then me and him could go in another room. And then you ain't even got to see it.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Hell no.
That's not happening.
No.
Look, you going down on the bed. Hear him screaming from the other room.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
He told Buster to tell y'all what's going on there.
Bro,
oh, why you gotta be so sensitive?
Damn. I'm pissed on myself.
I know,
that
right?
Not funny.
Yeah.
Damn, that was funny.
Why you gotta be so sensitive?
I never liked you anyway. You motherfucker.
Would the lady be cool with another chick being up in there?
Oh, wait, whoa. You talking to the wrong people on this phone. You're not going to win that conversation. Not here on Sin City.
I sure would. So, it should be equal.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and stand up him in and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, y'all crazy.
Fuck all y'all.
That's not fair, I tell you.
Well, whatever.
Man.
That's the way the glass breaks.
I guess.
I'm saying.
You saying what?
But you know, that goes back to that same question, man, that you always ask. How many of y'all ladies want to see that? Two dudes.
Want to see what?
I mean, they don't have to, what? We're not saying they have to toot each other in the booty or nothing.
What the hell? Nobody
want to
see that. It's not about us. It's about us.
Right.
I know. Catering
to us.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Look at his booty hole wrong if you want to. Oh, no.
Hell no.
Oh,
now Southern Lovin' was on here last week saying that's what she wanted.
Don't want to see that.
I was just talking about one in the mouth, one in the pussy type shit.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Layla.
Well, all right.
So you sound like you would be down for something like that.
Interesting.
And very interesting.
I told you once, Waylo. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
shit.
You do know what that means, right?
Yeah, I know what it means. I'm shooting back. I don't care what direction it came from. I'm shooting in every direction until I get out of that shit.
Deep.
A lot of shot up motherfuckers.
Thank you. Oh, Lord have
mercy. You know what? But hey, all you motherfuckers talk about y'all want two motherfuckers. I hope they come packing just like.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
It's the same reason why y'all like to sleep with different women. It don't got nothing to do with y'all don't love your woman. Sometimes you like to feel of something different. That's all.
I'll tell you what my problem is. If I can get one chick that'll do everything that all the other chicks do, then I wouldn't have that problem.
Damn, I wonder what planet you're going to find her on.
Exactly. Indianapolis.
Planet Earth in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana.
High five, Jermaine. High five.
Hell, they shooting out there in Indianapolis every time I come out that way, so.
Damn.
Next thing you know, I ain't gonna be on the radio show next week.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm gonna be stuck in the car log and shit.
Oh boy, y'all motherfuckers are fools.
Page that got deleted.
You say the page that got deleted.
Yeah.
Fuck. Damn. Who's your boy, my ass? What happened to Waylo? Hey, don't be bringing up no motherfucking Waylo to me.
Hey, little man or some shit.
So what you going to do, bro? You going to go and apologize or what, man?
Man, you know, for real. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Good luck with that, man. I hope it work out for you, bro. I really do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all's feedback. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting a nigga chit-chat with y'all tonight. Shout out to Kansas City.
That's what's up.
All day, every day.
He going to get roses and a card? What? How you going to do it?
You got to know that I'm on that right now. She likes lilies.
Mm.
Hey, take her to AURA, Aurora. Go there. Nice spot. I recommend it.
We'll see what happens.
Is she older than you, man? I ain't asked that question. Is she older than you?
Nah, we the same age. We went to school together in grammar school.
Oh, okay. So this ain't just about no sugar mama.
Nah. I make my own money, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, but I ain't mad at you.
You know, sugar mama break bread. You know what I'm saying? This shit so plain, like. Huh?
Stop texting. Oh, somebody texting with their rude ass.
Oh, I don't know. That ain't me.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, she ain't no sugar mama, though. I wish I had one of them motherfuckers.
Crazy-ass show.
Only on Sand City do you get topics like this.
I know, right? Y'all ill. Yeah, for sure. Facebook helped us find each other and shit. I don't know. I haven't seen her for like 15 years. And then shit, we've been fucking with each other for like shit a while now. Every weekend she probably.
Well, how long has she been married, man? How long has she been separated or married or whatever? How long was she with this other dude?
She was married to that nigga for like 2 years, but I think they were together like 5. Yep. But you know, we bumped into each other on Facebook. We chit chat here or there. But it was never nothing heavy. Then the shit got heavy.
So what happened? You wound up seeing her, and all them old feelings came back.
Shit, she flew me down there.
Hey, you know what, man? Go ahead, man. Go for it, bro. Go for it. Do your thing.
Appreciate it.
Just change it. You know what, man? I honestly got to agree with Janine. Fuck it, man. Ask her what she into. She might be into the group thing.
Been down that road, man.
Oh, you already asked her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, you better go to the star registry and buy her a star or some shit, because you're going to need some help.
I mean, what do you think about when you at work? You at work, she all the way in Chicago. She got the ex-husband, like, right down the street some motherfucker well. What do you think about, man?
Yeah.
I don't think about that because we talk every break.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think about that.
No.
I don't think about that.
You know what? If you're gonna think like that, you might as well don't even do it.
That could be with any situation.
The person you went used to be with somebody else. Who's to say that they can't go back to the person they used to be with? Or whatever, don't change the fact that they're together. And if that's what I'm saying is, don't be trying to act like just because she did that to him, she gonna do it to you. That don't always be the case.
Yeah, but it's got to be in the back of your mind, though.
I don't know about that one, dog. I mean, with that's the case, you could think that about the girl. Exactly. So, I mean, you know, shit, who's she thinking about while you at work? Who anybody thinking about shit, for that matter.
If anybody could be thinking about it at any given moment, like, well, I'm thinking about her right now. I'm thinking about him right now. I mean, shit, you at work now. Who's she thinking about?
She at work.
No, I'm saying, though, if the relationship started off like that,
it don't matter. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, you like if they love each other the way he say they do, then I mean shit, they in a relationship.
But you still don't know how she feel though. You just get one side of the story. You don't know what she
exactly
is telling. She
exactly
could be saying that she loves him, and he could be just feeding off of what he's telling her. But how the hell do
I hear what you said, but dude, do you feel love when you're around her? I mean,
it shows.
So, I mean, if she's showing it, then, I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, fellas. Call him out.
It shows.
I mean, if the man saying he can see the love, then, I mean, how can y'all get mad at him? If he can see the love. Now, maybe you can't or I can't, but if he's seeing it, then, shit. He's saying it shows.
You know, and I'm not blinded by material things. It's just a feeling. You know how it is, man. You know when you know you love motherfucker, the motherfucker love you.
Oh, yeah, you know. Well, you're going to need a little bit more than some flowers, man.
Damn.
Yeah, you might want to go buy something a little bit more than some flowers, then, dog.
Tiffany.
Don't buy no
hey,
damn
that's
way.
Always good.
I ain't buying no
diamonds.
Ring. No, I said Tiffany's. Charm bracelet, necklace, and the flowers or something.
Get a necklace.
Yeah,
necklace
sounds good.
Chili's. put a necklace around the teddy bear and get rid of teddy bear and the flowers. Call it quits.
There you go.
Cubic zirconia.
I don't like it. Yeah. Actually, man-made diamonds is cheaper than zirconia, so.
I forgot Wayla was on the phone.
It's a fucking black
just trying to help the brother out.
Hey, he's just
he's
a black Wikipedia,
man.
Ain't he? That motherfucker, we're going to call him fuck Wayla. We're going to call him Wayla the Wikipedia. And he know every damn thing.
Oh, that motherfucker said, actually, man made that much cheaper.
Right.
Hey, you should install the man out. I'm trying to help. Shit. Leave me alone.
That's what's up.
Oh, boy.
Ain't doing no diamonds.
No, I don't do no diamonds, bro. Y'all ain't even married.
Yeah.
You get married, you do the diamonds.
Why would
I do a little birthstone or some shit.
Yeah, I did that already.
Wait, hold on, man. If you feel like doing a diamond, do a diamond. Don't listen to this cheap motherfucker. He ain't gonna
he
get a diamond.
He just said he ain't doing a diamond.
Don't listen to Father Time. Father Time won't buy a diamond if he is married. Shit, so listen to him.
I bought a diamond before, man.
Man,
he said before.
Man, this is the same motherfucker, and I gotta say this. This is the same motherfucker who left, might I add, left the wedding rings the day of the wedding.
Damn.
The hell?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
It was like, fuck it. Fuck it, man. We don't need them. We'll wear them later.
Really?
Wow.
Get the
really?
Fuck out of here, man. Don't say that shit, dog. Motherfuckers might actually believe that shit, man. That is not how it went down. I went back and got the rings.
No, I went back. Me and D went back and got the rings.
Oh, well, I know somebody went back down.
Fuck them. You said fuck the rings. Fuck them. They're here. We'll wear them later.
Hey, man. I should have known because I forgot the goddamn engagement ring.
Damn.
I should have known.
Oh, my God.
I should have been right there and there.
Yeah.
Man,
I mean,
we went to California, dog. I was at the airport and forgot the fucking ring. I had to send D all the way back to the crib to get the fucking ring. And I'm telling her to make sure the plane don't take off.
Damn.
Like that was
let me get this right. Not only did you forget the wedding ring, you forgot the engagement ring?
Oh, yep. Shit, I was running to that motherfucker like OJ, man. I was running to the airport like OJ, dog.
Oh, shit.
That plane take off without me.
She's supposed to have the engagement ring on, didn't she?
No, I was going to propose. I was proposing in California.
Oh.
She didn't know about it. You know what I mean? I was going to surprise her in California, but I forgot the fucking ring.
That should have been the first thing you packed.
I forgot the bag that it was in.
You should have had to look at them as subliminal messages. I forgot the engagement ring. I forgot the wedding ring. Do I really want to do that?
I should have, but I didn't.
I never bought another one when you got the tally.
Yeah, I forgot that motherfucker, man.
I never knew you forgot the engagement ring. I never knew that.
Damn. Yep, I sure did, man. I was running through that motherfucker like OJ, man, jumping over chairs and everything, trying to get back to that fucking plane.
Hold on, man.
Now, you did all that for the engagement ring, but you told us fuck the wedding ring.
No, I didn't. I told y'all to go back and get it. I told y'all exactly where it was at.
Yeah, after we said, no, motherfucker, you can't get married without the ring.
I never said that, man.
We will have D on this show next week. We will have D on this show next week. You was like, oh, well. We was all up in and we was getting ready to change. And we was like, dude, you cannot walk down without the ring. You was like, we'll wear them later.
Yeah, we need D on the show because I didn't say that shit. I know I ain't said no shit like that.
Yes, you did. Maybe your nerves was jumping. But we looked at you like you was crazy. But wait. Well, he ain't gonna remember. He can't even remember last week. So this action week, he ain't gonna remember.
Oh hell no! That mother can't remember his name on a Tuesday.
But yeah, dog, you was like, fuck the rings, we'll wear them later. And I'm like,
dude, I don't remember that shit, man.
And I'm sitting there looking at her because we like, dude, she is not going to get married without them rings.
Damn.
I don't remember that, man. Straight up.
Yeah.
Everything. I do not remember that.
Yeah. And then we asked you where they was at.
You
told us where they was
at. I appreciate that. Appreciate
oh,
you
man.
Putting all my business out there in the street.
You're the dog, motherfucker! I'm just saying, bro. Really, you just told us that. You just told us everything about this lady, then he said, don't put my business out in the street. Okay,
oh.
My fault.
That man said, I appreciate that.
That's about my baby mama. Think about it, dog. I never talk about my ex-wife, man.
Oh, well, I apologize, man. I apologize.
That's just rude.
That's rude,
a thousand,
man.
A thousand pardons, sir. A thousand pardons.
Yo, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to slip
slide. He like, let me get the fuck off this show.
Nah, I got to go to work, man. I got to get up at 5.
And take Wick with you.
Man, he gone already. Hey, he been gone.
He walking to the liquor store. In West Carolina.
Damn.
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, he's going to be walking all night.
Exactly.
That's crazy. All
right, y'all. Well, check it out. We done ran over, so before they cut us off. All right. Hey, bro, you got any last words for us, man?
Man, you know, I appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to Vinny for having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Let me do my little thing, air my little business or whatever. But I appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to City, Father Time, Cass, Waylo.
Hey,
shout out to the lady.
Hey, man, please call back and give us an update, man. We would really like to know what happened. I would like to know. Call back, give us an update.
No doubt.
That's
yeah, man.
Up.
Don't
That's
be a stranger, dog.
I got you.
All right, man. Butter, any last words? Butter? I guess not. Sunshine, you got any last words for us?
Enjoyed the show. I want to hit an update, too.
Yeah, I damn sure want to hit an update to that one. Janine, you
gotta tell everything.
Word. Right. Janine.
Unfortunately, we can't do the same stuff y'all do. You know, we get punched in the face and stuff. So, y'all have a good week, and I will talk to y'all next week.
This nigga right here, Waylo, what you got to say, motherfucker?
Well, you know what it is. You know what it is. Who's your boy entertainment, Waylo 219, you know, SinCity.Spreels.com. You know how we do it.
I had a great show. It was a good show tonight. Have a Who's your night.
I'm going to
change it up.
Stuff on you, dog. You do stuff on you. Mother Nature, where you at, baby?
I'm not sure.
Any last words for us, honey?
Enjoy the show. It was comical, funny. Hit y'all up next week.
That's what's up.
All I got.
Any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. Who's your boy entertainment? Widow 219, you know what it is. SinCity.Spreels.com.
Well, we gonna get up out of here. Can I hear a go Lakers from somebody?
Fuck
anybody.
What's the count, man?
48-45 OKC.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Second quarter?
Nah, I'll see. They're in the third quarter now.
All right, I'm on it.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Peace.
Peace.